Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
I saw, did you guys see the Andy Dalton presser where he was asked about Kirk Cousins' relationship? And it kind of has been lost in the weeds that these guys kind of are the same age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've been around the same amount of time. And Andy Dalton kind of highlighted the fact that they actually were roommates at like an Elite 11 camp when they were coming out, coming out of high school. Yeah, that long ago. And he was kind of asked like, hey, how was Kirk Cousins as a roommate? And he was like, exactly like you'd expect, like really clean, nothing left on the floor, like just as much as you would expect Kirk Cousins. And he said that he was kind of the same way. But it has not hit me yet because of all the talk around Andy Dalton and Bryce Young that these guys are essentially the same age. I mean, you know, they've been around a while.
Think about that.
I was thinking about this the other day, not Andy Dalton and Kirk Cousins being roommates, but when Kirk Cousins was drafted. And if you remember, it was the RG3 draft. They traded all the draft picks away for RG3, and then Mike Shanahan, to the disbelief of every analyst, every draft guru, every media person that talks about the NFL, like, why would you draft a guy in the fourth round? He's never going to play. He's going to sit. He's not even the same style of quarterback that RG3 is. And you know, then later you find out that the owner wanted RG3, the coach wanted Kirk Cousins, and you look at the career path, you look at where Kirk Cousins is, it's just crazy. Like, and now he's still playing at a high level. And Andy Dalton, if I'm not mistaken, was a first-round pick for the Bengals, maybe a second-round pick.
I think he was second
for the Bengals in 11, and he's on, like, his eighth team. And not that he didn't play well for an extended amount of time. But he's bounced around teams, come in for a number one pick, and they're talking about playing each other. It just shows you how you never freaking know.
I've told you guys this story before, but it's kind of worth mentioning right now with the Andy Dalton talk. There, you know, when we beat Florida in the SEC title in 2009, December 2009,
yeah,
right? We leave. This is before, you know, you could just stream every single thing and watch TV on airplanes. So this is, you know, 15 years ago. So we're in the air, and we're landing, and, like, I think I maybe just got my first iPhone, and Nebraska, it's showing on, like, the updates on our phones that Nebraska and Ndamukong Suh had just beat Texas, and Texas was number two or number three at the time. So they would have vaulted into the national title game against us. And that's when Colt McCoy throws it out of bounds, and they end up putting 1 second back on the clock. So for like 10 minutes, as we're sitting on the airplane on the tarmac in Tuscaloosa, ready to go celebrate our SC championship win, we think we're playing Andy Dalton and TCU in the national title game. Like, we're all talking about Andy Dalton, Jerry Hughes, how good that
good team
was. It was
yeah,
a
it was
great
a really
team.
Good team.
And so you think back on it, and you're like, man, that was crazy. Like, for like 10 minutes, we were like, man, we're facing off with TCU. And they it was not like a Power 5 program. Like, that was before they got involved and got a chance to go to the Big 12 and everything. So that was really crazy. And I thought a lot back then of Andy Dalton. And I think a lot of him still now, man.
Well,
in his career path.
If you're a Falcons fan, Tiffany, you better remember that he's a smart guy, he's a veteran, and if we play the defense we've played in the past with playing off, he'll take those 5-6 yard passes all day long and try to move the chains.
And they've got to try to maximize on any opportunity they get to get to him. Here's Coach Raheem Morris on the pass rush and the defense improving with our Dukes and Bell.
As far as the pass rush, that's something that we have to improve. But at the same time, we can help ourselves improve with that on offense as well. Let's play with some leads. Let's see what our pass rush is really about. Right now, we got far and few between with the pass rush. But when we do get the opportunity, it just hadn't been good enough. And that's something that we got to bring to the light and we got to bring to the forefront for our guys. And, like, I think that's well-known and documented through us. But I think as a team, it's going to be something that we got to be able to do better, too, as a pass rush.
Well, he's right. Playing with the lead drastically helps your pass rush. I think the Vikings lead the league in pass rush and aggressiveness as far as sending guys. And they've played with the lead all but maybe 5 minutes of the season. However, the New York Giants are pretty freaking good at getting after the quarterback right now. Then they have two guys, if you believe that Kayvon Thibodeau is becoming that guy. But with Brian Burns up there now,
yeah.
And they have the defensive line's pretty good, Mike. They've been pretty good too, and I don't think they've played with the lead that much this season. You know, they've probably played with more than the Falcons, but the Falcons have had to come back a lot, which has hurt them in the pass rush game at times. But it's not a full-fledged excuse.
Yeah, it's not. And I think that this you know, everything is kind of cyclical when you talk about stats, and at the end of the year, you kind of are what the stats say you are. And I think this could be one of those corrective games. People wondered last week, you know, with the injuries that Tampa Bay had in the offensive line, could you get back right? And you and I sat on this show, Bo, and talked about it until we were blue in the face that we were not going to be able to pressure the quarterback last week. And if we did start to pressure the quarterback, they were going to speed up everything they did offensively, and they were going to get the ball out. They were not going to – Liam Cohen in Tampa will not allow you to do that. I think it's a little bit different. When you look at Andy Dalton, I don't think he's as mobile as Baker Mayfield. They are now dealing with injuries up front. Tiffany talked about it yesterday with Taylor Moton being one of those guys that's down. Obviously, you know, the center leaves with the biceps injury, and he's out for the year, so – what a lot of people thought that you would get pass rush-wise against Tampa last week, I'm not so sure that this week isn't kind of the get-right game in the statistical category of effect on the quarterback.
They have ran the ball well against us the last few years. I think they're going to try to do that again. Now, Chuba Hubbard is coming off a good game. I'm a big Chuba Hubbard guy. I think they're going to try to run the ball down our throats, and they have done it well the last few years.
Yeah, Chuba Hubbard, I'm glad you brought him up because they're having to kind of game plan on how to contain that guy. And Coach Raheem Morris was talking about that during his press conference. But obviously, Chuba Hubbard's going to present a significant challenge for this team.
Chuba Hubbard is tough to deal with. You know, he's running the ball really well. He's been a productive player. I think he went to Iowa State, even from since his days at Iowa State, I believe. And is no different. He's a hard runner. He's a very skillful runner, particularly inside the tackles. He's broken a couple long runs this year. That's done really well. And, like, I think it's no different in game planning for him than it is to just stop the universal up front with their O-line, targeting things the right way, doing it the right way. We got to be in our fits and make our hits. We got to be in our gaps and make our hits. And, like, if you're not, he'll certainly exploit that.
I think it's easy to blame the defensive line, Mike, but I think you also have to look at the linebacker play and being able to shed and stack these and get off these blocks. And I think I don't know if Nate Landman's coming back now. I know the window's open. He's out there. Yep. I think he was limited yesterday in participation, if I'm not mistaken. I got to double-check that. That is so key to me. I think Nate Landman could be the key to getting this run defense kind of back under wraps somewhat because it's been pretty bad so far.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, you and I talked about coming into the season that you know, everybody talks about pass rush at these exterior positions and, hey, you know, we need to get better pass rushers. Well, what you did was you lost in Ryan Nielsen's defense two of your best run defenders that kind of set the edge a year ago, right, when you talk about the two defensive linemen that are no longer here. And so I think it's kind of important to kind of keep that in mind. I'm with you a little bit. I think the linebacker play on inside runs has to be a little bit better. I think they, you know, we're kind of built a little bit, Troy Anderson-wise, as far as speed and being rangy. But I don't think there's any doubt about it. In my opinion, the one position group on this team that has to absolutely step up over the next few weeks is the defensive line. And we talked about the depth going into the year about what you're getting for the defensive line and, you know, how do you let go, you know, Kentavious Street, and you're going to keep nine guys for three positions and you drafted there. And you see Rook playing last week has a little bit of a positive upside, game in terms of his first game action. So that, to me, is definitely a position group. And the fact that they activated Rook lets me know that Raheem understands that as well.
And I thought Onyemata played one of his better games on Thursday night. You know, I need more from Zach Harrison. Zach Harrison came on the last four or five games last year. Haven't seen that Zach Harrison yet this year.
I think he came on as far as pass rush, but I'm not so sure that I think he's played better in the run than people realize. It's just that he's just not a massive part of that rotation right now.
I do want to go back to Nate Landman, what you were talking about, Bo. He was designated to return from injury reserve on Monday and then return to practice. So you were correct, in a limited fashion on Wednesday, just to answer your question there.
Oh, I got it right. So, I remembered what I read. I just think Nate Landman is so good in the run game, and he's different than Troy in some ways, but I just think having this full capacity of linebackers back. Remember, we've only had the full linebacker look once this year, and that was the opening week against Pittsburgh. And I think Landman was banged up in that game coming into it.
And then what Anderson listed as a non-participant on the team's Wednesday injury report. So they're going to monitor, this is from AtlantaFalcons.com, the status of both linebackers as they go into the rest of this week to get set for the Carolina Panthers. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.